Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I love his squeal at the beginning.
Big lips. Is he saying...
Club Mix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. I used to think he was saying blank me.
I thought he said butt lips.
Oh.
Like he's calling somebody
butt lips. Like, is he ready to play some basketball?
Oh, yeah, God. This is like a jock jam all day.
22 positions in a one-night stand. That's a lot, man. That's a lot. You're going to be wore out.
Oof.
You can't be playing horse with Ashy Larry then. You'd be too tired. All right. If you want me, baby, here I am. I was lucky enough to see that son of a gun perform before he died. That was nice.
Did he do this?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he can't do them all. He's got a lot of hits.
I remember he did my all-around favorite, and that was good. And that is Raspberry Beret. That's my all-around favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I feel like the Nelsons are going to be rich like the Waltons because they keep piecing out all of his stuff. And it's just going to be like wealth that keeps generating and generating.
Yeah.
Off of Prince.
What was it? They were selling leaves from the trees from Paisley Park.
Like every time the Vikings score a touchdown, they play Let's Go Crazy. I wonder if they got to license that.
Oh, yeah, they have to. Unless they do that thing where, remember, and I don't know if it's still like this, but we knew a guy that worked at minor league baseball. I won't say which team, but well, it don't matter, but I won't say it. It's like they could play 10 seconds of any 15 song.
15 seconds.
15 seconds.
Oh, that's
a needle drop.
Yeah, and it was like, and as long as they didn't play more than that, then they were cool.
That should be across the board with, you know, should apply to us too.
Everything, yeah. Well, even with like, during, what you talking about ribs? During like the election and stuff, all that audio from like rallies was coded and you'd have to get permission to play it. I'm like, it's an election. You're wanting your information out there, but we can't play it. Oh, play this part loud.
Your big ass round this way so I can work on that zipper, baby.
God almighty, boy.
You're a star. And I'm the Big Dipper.
What? He would have stopped.
You are.
He would have stopped the show if he saw you. Like, hang on, y'all. Hang on, hang on. We got this big bearded man up here singing all my songs.
I had floor seat. God, that was good. That was so good. At the end, I think it was during Purple Rain, purple confetti came down from the ceiling.
Stop singing about it. You going to come up here and sing them? Come on.
You think you can do it? You got on heels like me?
You going to sing
I'm not talking like Dusty Rhodes. It's Prince. All right.
There's Purple Rain, baby. Purple Rain.
The kind you find in a secondhand store, if you will.
Ain't no particular style I'm more compatible with, baby.
Nothing compares to you, baby doll. All right. There's people want some help and some advice and things. 1-800-774-0093 is the all advice show.
It's just running all.
They're all anonymous again, which is totally fine. And, you know.
Well, we got one that's not, if you want to. Okay. Something a little different.
I'll take whatever.
Do you want to talk to Brad?
Yes.
Be Brad.
Brad.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Favorite Prince song, Brad? Putting you on the spot right now.
Oh my. Well, I do like Raspberry Beret.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that I don't one. Know. I might have to go with Batman.
You know? Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Party Man's good. We like Raspberry Beret because it reminds us of Paige.
Yeah.
You know, she worked at a thrift store.
Yeah.
I did.
I mean, I'm also willing to party like it's 1999, even though that's tragically long ago.
I know. Oh, I like, there's what is the reference point now? Like, oh, party like it's 2052. Woo! Woo! All right, what's going on with you, man? What kind of advice do you need?
I need some help, man. I got to figure out a way to let my aunt down easy. She's been kind of driving me a little bit nuts. And I don't know how to tell her that I just don't want any of my grandpa's old stuff that she's been kind of holding it for me since he died. It's been like 6 months and she keeps nagging me to drop it off. And I'm like, I got to figure out how to tell her I don't want any part of it.
It's just
harder than I thought it would be, you know?
What were you close to your grandfather?
We were.
Sorry, man. I mean, sorry for your loss.
Oh well, thank you very much. It's you know, it's and yeah, we were. I would visit frequently enough. I mean, everything from him that I got and I want to keep is with me already. You know what I mean? Right. Like.
Is this stuff that she said he would want you to have this, or he said he wanted you to have this, or I want you to have this?
No. Oh. I mean, no, it's stuff that she thought I might want. And, you know what I mean? Like, it's so.
Take it.
It's kind of funny, but at the same time, now the reality is setting in that I'm going to have to figure out how to deal with. I mean, basically, it's like a here you throw this away situation. You know, like.
Yeah. Is it bad if he takes it and, you know, tries to decide what he could sell or if he could sell anything?
Just
or
donate it. I
would donate it.
I mean, is there more to this other than that? Because.
I guess I could give you like a little more. Just a little more background because it is kind of wild what went down. So after Grandpa died, there was like a bunch of legal stuff because his will was like, I mean, he must have got it off of LegalZoom or something. It just did the template and just pushed click print and that was it because there was a lot of like legal stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
So like, you know, they were, you know, in and out of like, probate and all that. I wasn't very close to that, but like they like a few weeks ago were finally able to like get around to organizing like what was in the house. And then my aunt and her sister, my other aunt and my uncle were like, they just all swooped in and it was like bickering and arguing and like, you know, I'm not a big stuff guy, so, like, I didn't want anything.
Big stuff guy. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
Hey, Mr. Stuff.
I know, yeah. Right? I mean, like, come on, man. I'm not obsessed with things. Like I said, I carry a handkerchief every day because of my grandpa. And everybody calls me a weird old man because I do that.
Yeah. But, I want the same thing for my pocket watch. I'm kidding.
As long as you keep it clean, that's cool.
Why is it a previous Why is that a previous generation thing?
Handkerchiefs?
Like, one knows, like, the stuff. Everybody goes after the stuff. Got to have it. Mm-hmm. Like, if you see something that reminds you of so-and-so, but does it, like, does everything remind you of the person just because they had it? Because they owned it? This is weird about it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. I'm not super obsessed with it. I mean, he did give me, like, when he was still alive, he was he had something just sitting in his garage that I kind of wanted because it was cool. It was like an old Budweiser, like a like a sign that you would see, you know, in a dive bar or something like that.
It was just neon.
Like, so yeah, nice. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And you know, he gave me that like decor like that. He tried to pass off his broken old fish robot thing.
Nice.
Too.
Billy Badass? Or not Badass. Billy, what was it called? Billy Big Fish?
Billy Big Mouth.
Yeah, Billy Big Badass. Badass. What was it called? Largemouth Billy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those, but I don't forget what song he used to sing. He broke, you know, 30 years ago, but my grandpa didn't throw it away, and now my aunt's trying to give it to me.
What was the song?
Take me to the river.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Drop me in the water. You know what? I bet your uncle came up to you and he goes, look, you know I wanted that damn Budweiser sign, and now you got it. So it's going to start a big fight.
Oh, he doesn't know. He was like, where is that sign? And I didn't have the heart to tell him that he gave it to me years ago.
Well, the thing with the stuff, if your grandma say I would me personally, so that's why you're calling it for advice. If this were me, I would, even if I didn't want the stuff, I would take it because you just gotta look at it from her point of view, through an older person's view. She just lost him, and now. You're saying, I don't want his stuff. I would just take it now.
He's got to keep it, though, if he takes it.
That's part of it, because sometimes, I won't say, but like if a family member gives you like an article of clothing and you don't ever wear it around them, it might come up, do you not like that jacket? I mean, you've to like put on the airs in a sense.
That might carry on a generation, too.
Yeah, you nailed my aunt for sure, because that is exactly what she's like. She's gonna be like,
you didn't know.
Where are those old grass stained shoes that Grandpa used to mow the grass with that I gave you? Why aren't you wearing those? Even though they're not the right size and they're 40 years old, and I don't know why he was still holding on to them. But you know, like she will definitely do that.
Yeah,
she's that like.
They didn't have anything and they kept everything and would not throw anything away. And then that turned into hoarders. And then now we have the generation that, like you said, you're probably living very minimal. You value experiences more than things. Like that's the new rhetoric, which I don't mind. I like things too, though, but I like experiences. I'm right there in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, if he had a cool dirt bike, I might take it. But, you know, now I've just got like an old beat up styrofoam cooler. Like, what am I going to do with that? He was hanging on to that just because he was frugal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I would take it though and just act like it's, I mean, God, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Like, be authentic and tell people. But with that, you got to put on the kid gloves. You got to.
How much do you want to endure? Like, how much fighting do you want to hear? That's what it's going to come down to. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, because I mean, it's like it was kind of a scene when they were picking through everything. My two aunts and my uncle were just, I mean, they made such a big deal about it. I kind of agree with you, right? Like, I mean, they were like, the neighbors were like peeking around the corner, what's going on over there?
We have any yard sale? About this.
Yeah. I wish I had the organization skills to put together a yard sale.
Sales suck, dude. I mean, you spend so much time. You'll spend more money and time in labeling everything than you'll make.
And you don't make the money back. Yeah.
Goodwill
is
going to get
the whole weekend to get $35.
I know. Just go ahead.
I mean, who in their right mind would pay for half of this stuff? Plus, you know what I mean?
And people nickel and dime you.
Yes. You got to negotiate with everybody like your own
parents. I'm not willing to haggle with, you know, Greta from down the street, you know what I mean? I'm like,
Greta,
you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. I would take, like, when my grandfather passed away, I didn't purposefully did not go to the home afterwards, because not that I'm not saying that anything like that happened. I didn't want it was so fresh. Thank you. You're like 15, 20 years late now.
Are you sorry for mine?
I'm sorry for your love.
Thank you. I've been waiting for somebody to say it.
Sorry for
that's why I said it.
I texted you that yesterday. Nevertheless, I got his golf clubs, and I don't play golf. And apparently, looking at the condition of those, neither did he very much. But I took them and have them. But I don't know what purpose they serve.
You got weapons. You know, you can fight somebody off with.
Yeah. Keep them down beside the seat. It'll be my getter. Somebody tries to come and abduct me.
Absolutely.
Sorry for your loss, but do it with kid gloves because your grandma's missing her man. You know, she's fully probably empty nested now. So do it.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. I thought about that, but you know, all of the wouldn't it just be better if I just told her up front, just like, hey. I don't like so I could cut out the expectation of ever using any of this stuff. And
they'll hold a grudge, man. They'll hold a grudge for a long time.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
I mean, you're not wrong. Like I said, you guys pretty much got a good impression of who she is.
I mean, it's a mother in the South. Yeah, her grandmother in the South. Like
they hold on to things forever.
They do, and they get irritated if you don't have seconds of whatever.
whatever they're serving. You better love it.
Not like it. That's true.
I'd take it and you know, whatever. Just do it with kindness, I guess. Even though you don't want this.
Yeah. That's where I was leaning, but yeah, because she's hot to just bring over a trailer full of stuff, drop it off in my front yard, and I got to sort through it and figure out where to store it and all that stuff. And that's kind of a daunting task when I feel like
I hate to be a dick, but like she just lost her husband. I mean, like, I
it's coming from a place of love.
You're saying, oh, so daunting, but like, dude, just take the stuff and God, I'm being crass to you right now, but like, take the stuff and then give it to the neighbors or give it to Greta or give it to anybody. And then down the road, she says, are you enjoying that stuff? Then it's, I think, okay to say a white lie and say, I love it. It's, thank you so much. Now, she shows up looking for it, you're screwed. But you also got to think, like, what's the time left for her? I mean, like, yes, absolutely. Take this stuff.
Let me put you on hold for a second here.
Seriously. Please. Yeah, okay, we got to go to break. But thank you for listening.
Yeah. Just be kind.
I mean, kind of like, oh, this is so daunting. I'm like, God bless.
And it's hard when you get rid of things and you, like, the grandmother or mother has attachments to that person.
Or you get something somebody really wanted and they're like, oh, I thought I was getting that.
Oh, yeah, I wanted that shirt.
Yeah, like, I thought I was going to get the armoire.
I always like that bangle bracelet.
Uh-huh. I like that Buddha change bank.
You don't even play tennis. Why you want that bracelet?
All right.
Won't fit around your fat wrist. Oh, no. Meat sleeves. Good luck trying to put
meat
it on.
Meat sleeve. God bless it. You got on your Jeff Hardy armbands, don't you? No, I got new ink.
God.
1-800-774. Man, people are going off on that guy. I think he tried. He's practicing the honesty thing, but like you got to like you have to like do it with a little bit of style and grace. Is that a good combo word for that?
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz. All right, 1-800-774-0093. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I love the Rise Guys. Holy moly, holy moly. Nothing good came out of that. And meaning like no dissension of anyone saying, yeah, screw your grandma. Tell her to keep her crap. The guy's grandpa recently passed. And then, I don't know how recent, he said it was in probate or something.
6 months.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's still. And there was some fussing and fighting over some of the goods that grandpa left behind. Grandma's still around. And grandma approached grandson that we just spoke with and said, hey, here's some stuff I think he would have liked for you to have. It was stuff he didn't care about himself, the grandson. So he's like, how do I tell her I don't want it? And I'm like, you don't.
Well, you know what the grandma did. She's like throwing her hands up, do whatever, kind of playing the victim like, I'll just be over here with nothing.
I'll just go sit in the car.
Yep. Something like that attitude. And they're like, okay, we'll just fight over everything.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, I know the difference of, but like I remember as a youngster hearing Andrew Carnegie, or some would say Carnegie, at the end of, or when he realized he was dying, he donated all his money to charity because he said, A, I don't want to, silver spoon my next generation. Like, I don't want to give them this, take away their drive and determination, because he realizes down the road how that would eventually falter. And we see that today with various big time families. But The real thing was he wanted to avoid all the taxes, and he put it into a trust, and then the kids still get it and all that stuff. But it's also like that, like, God, you imagine if you were like super wealthy, like what that does to the family. It's like the Lichtenberg, what lightning does when it hits the ground, it sparkles off into all these different ways.
You don't want to pay those capital gains.
No, not that. The family's going to disintegrate fussing over, because there's no utopia. There never will be. Even in the perfect social media family where everything's perfect, if something happened and there was a great wealth, no one's going to say, sure, split it 12 ways, even though I'm the oldest and had to deal with him when he was crapping himself. You know, that doesn't exist.
But the ego of generational wealth, that could, I mean, look, Sam Walton's going to be remembered forever, because like a ton of his relatives are multimillionaires. It just keeps trickling and trickling down.
Well, it's also the one of the last ones where, albeit, I mean, it's for name recognition, certainly, but, you know, the old days when, like, what are we going to name our business? Well, what's our last name? Harris? All right, you're my son. We're Harris and Son Company. Then, you know, it became, well, God, we don't want everybody around town to know we're the ones who own the money, all the buildings, because they'll come to us for all their charitable needs and stuff, so we'll give it a different name. But so what I'm getting at is they're like the last one where the name is still somewhat in there.
Yeah.
Because all the other ones get all swallowed up. Like what, Disney and Hulu and now is swallowing up Tubi or Zubo? Or shoot, I don't know. Dang. Zubo's not one. We're running out of letters.
We really
these
are.
Names and stuff. And look, I'm going to be straight as an arrow with y'all listening right now. Every call on hold is about how big of a jerk that guy was, and that's going to be repetition.
Yeah. But I mean, look,
we all in agreement, you know, not that he's a jerk, because I several are saying on the text line, like, my big promise, not resolution, Fat Boy hates that word, but was that I would be more real, and meaning that was more of like a don't put it the way I did yesterday. It was way better than what I'm about to say.
Wait, as far as
basically what just like being completely real and honest.
You said brutally honest.
Yeah, but not in a hurtful way. But
no,
just
like in
a
self-preservation.
If I don't want to go somewhere or do something, I would just say, no, I'm not going to go and then have an awful time because I really don't want to go, and I hope you will understand this or with anything.
Put it into the proper perspective and clarity on how you really feel. Don't make things up and don't lie to people.
Right.
But that'll trickle down to like, hey, man, you want a biscuit? And like, nope, don't want a biscuit. Why not? It's a free biscuit.
I'm not eating a lot of bread right now. That's the perfect example to that.
Don't trust it.
It's weird, like, because it makes me sound like we're going into the new year to be a butthole. But it's really not, because it's more of just like a compression of just allowing things that down deep you don't like, but you just allow it, and just from all different circles, and then it all just kind of compounds. Like, no, if I don't want to, and screw tradition in a sense, you know.
Well, look how much happier you're going to be.
I mean, I am very, very much.
Yeah, just throwing it out there.
Yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, wouldn't you want that from somebody?
I would appreciate that more.
Absolutely.
People that are living their best life.
Like yesterday after the show, we sat in here for quite some time just talking back and forth, and we were just like writing down little notes like, God, man, look at all this fun little stuff we just came up with.
Yep.
It's like, what? But just be real with people. Every day is such a treasure. Don't play games. Just
nobody does
honest.
It anymore. Everybody kisses ass.
It's not such really a waste of life to put on a mask at work, or I'm not saying this work, but anywhere, and then you're somebody completely different at home. Like, it, who are you? Who's the real you?
Yeah.
Such a weird, weird kind of thing. I sound bipolar. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Happy, it's Tuesday. Yeah, it is. Coming up here in about 20 or so minutes, the reason that I am here today and every day, my mama, affectionately known as Hey Baby,
yep.
Mary will be on with us because today's her birthday.
Aww. Hey baby.
She turns 40 today.
Look at that. Time to kiss the scar again.
Oh, Lord. I can. It's flu season or whatever. Golly, man. Yesterday, I went to, this will all lead in. I went to a big box retailer. Because I had to pick up, let's say, maybe a birthday card.
Nice.
oh, Lord. It was like in the middle of the day, so not as many. But there's always a lot of people at this place. But like, every other person.
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
Oh, no.
And I was just saying to Paige and Fat Boy that. I was like, I am talking myself into getting sick right now. And I felt bad over the weekend, but I it was like a one-day thing. But then I'm like, well, maybe it was lingering, and now I'm overexposed to it. And then it's like the placebo effect. Like, we know it's flu season, so we're expecting to get sick.
Yeah, but if you hear people, like, actively hacking up along.
I know, like, and then not into the, like, I feel like the COVID rules still should just stand with coughing, especially when it's like it sounded like some kind of wildebeest or something. But like they're just doing it not up into the air, but not covering it all.
Like doing it into the elbow or something. Okay.
So I'm saying all this to these guys, and then Fat Boy shows me something, a video, and this is where we have to walk the legal line. Not really just good. Legal line, but I'm in full agreement of we have to get back to innocent until proven guilty rather than we've always been my entire lifetime. You're guilty until proven innocent.
Because there's a bigger question to this whole situation.
So many.
I saw off a friend's Facebook page. He shared a video, and I clicked on it, and it was somebody's TikTok video. So there's two people in the shot. And the one person in the shot, he's considerably older. You could tell he has a uniform on. He's working at this place of business. So the kid goes in, and I don't know the setup. It jumps right into it. It looks like the guy's hitting on the other guy in the video who looks younger. Now, he claims in the video at a certain point he's 14 years old, but he definitely looks a lot younger. So he's asking the older guy, you know, what he wants to do, like what he wants to do with him. And they go back and forth for a little bit. And then the older guy tells him what he wants to do with him.
Sexually.
Yeah, graphically.
Yeah.
Tells him what time he gets off and where to meet him. And this thing got thousands. Well, it was up to 1,000 shares.
And it said what location it was. And that location was very local to us. We're in Greenville, South Carolina, for those of you who listen to us in other cities on stations, but
the guy's giving out his phone number in the video.
Goodness.
And it's not bleeped at all.
No. And people are calling and texting the number. My question is, if you run this business or you're in management, I assume somebody went to complain immediately. They're like, hey, do you know about this video?
Certainly.
Do they know
tagged about it? They tagged the business in this post. Correct?
Did I see that? Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. And then they're asking, you know, the guy's asking the older guy. He's like, he says, I'm 14. Does that matter? And he just keeps asking. The older guy asks him if he's going to be there when he wants to meet him. So they're kind of skirting around it. There's another inference made as far as, you know, sexual connotation I can't really speak on. But
right.
I just wonder if people go report it to the business, and do they know about it when this stuff happens?
Like, but this allegedly happened on, was it Friday?
That I don't
know. It happened, I mean, over the weekend?
I'm pretty sure it was over the weekend.
So that's been sitting there all this time. And I say to Fab, wait, like, this company by now is aware because of this. I mean, this is very local, and there's thousands and thousands of comments. So
yeah, I think there's a lot.
Why would said business not at least say this is not real, or we're investigating, or this person's been fired? Like, no, not a peep.
Yeah, that's, put out some kind of statement.
That's very odd.
Because,
and I'm not overstepping with anything. We have not said any kind. No. It's just, this is incredibly shocking.
This isn't even a situation where you can be like, where you can't do anything to address it, because there was an uprising. People were calling this number. They were upset because I'm not even doing the video justice as far as what he said he wanted to do to the guy. He keeps telling him he's 14 and he don't care.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And you, and by the way, I hope Fatboy painted the picture. The guy is, he's in uniform, obviously, with his name tag showing, but you see the store. They're in the store.
They're in the, yeah, they're at the place.
I mean, logo, like, it's not an AI. It's not a green screen. Like, they're in there.
And he's a much older guy.
Very.
So, now people were saying, look, it's fake. It's, well, I mean, it's not fake.
That's the world we're in right now.
Why would
now,
that guy
man?
Be in a video where it makes him look like he could possibly go to jail for a long time?
Right?
Dummies, it ain't fake. There's no way it is.
Even now, if it is, like, what is, I mean, is, I am certainly not a expert on judging, because I told you, I watched 10 minutes of a porn one time. I found out it was animated. But nevertheless, 10 minutes. Listen to me give him my 5 minutes. And it's the way it's real. I mean, it's.
Now, there are portions where he's looking down where it
He almost looks like he's looking at the camera, but you know how you see the way people will hold a camera? I've seen it in public where, not that they're doing upskirts, but they're like wanting to take a picture of somebody or the way they'll hold the phone. Yeah. But sometimes people just hold their phone in their hand all the time. So I think the guy glances at the phone almost like,
exactly.
Is that just the way he's holding the phone, or is he taping me?
What was the eeriest part of the whole video is when he asks him, what do you want to do? And then he finally answers him.
So blatantly.
But he turns his head to each way to make sure nobody's immediately around. Oh, God. And then he tells him like flat out what he wants to do. And it's graphic.
That is wild.
And he tells him what time he's getting off and where to meet him. So I just wonder, like, when this whole thing, there's no way to avoid it. The last time I saw it, it had 1,000 shares. I'm sure it's more than that now, but somebody went to complain, right? I mean, it's just hard to imagine.
Certainly. But so. You would think someone would, I mean, I'm not some caller of justice right now saying, hey, but that's just odd to
me. What about the parents if he's 14?
That's what makes you wonder about it, too. Like,
also, like, he uploaded it himself, so, like,
it's got a TikTok tag on it. So, you know, it started there and then worked its way around. People are asking, you know, like I'm sure you know somebody who's seen the video.
Yeah, and I'm not going to, we're not going to share it. No. And I don't even know, I would be careful even trying to search for it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
If you don't understand what I'm saying.
I'm sure it's not hard to find.
Especially for your work. But, I was watching my words right now. Like, honest to God.
I don't think the guy in the video knows the ramifications of what could happen, because I don't think he's real internet savvy.
I don't think that guy's, I'm putting it as politically correct. God, I hate that term. But, like, maybe not all there, if that's accepted.
And it was shocking to see some of the comments of the people that actually knew the guy. Like, Whoa. Oh, my God, I had no idea. He's such a nice guy. Like, I didn't know he was, you know.
So, see, that validates it.
Yeah.
God bless, man. What a wild world.
Not that there's anything really to update with it, but I'm just, like, curious if you know, certain business knows or gets alerted, what do you even do? If I'm the manager and you come at me telling me and showing me this video, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Fire the guy immediately? Like, that don't mean he has to leave.
No.
Call the cops,
but I guess. I will say, I didn't get the same impression you did, that I felt it was some, the the video or the victim or whatever, the kid, I don't feel they were really that young. I think it was one of those setup things.
But they could have appeared that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just felt like it was one of the, but nevertheless, like it's the response and everything. That's all real. I will absolutely believe that.
I tell you the one, when he tells him he's telling him his age, the guy in the video mistakes him thinking he's talking about size, not age.
Yikes.
Oh my God.
And then he kind of, that's where he's kind of, his eyes get a little big and he's like,
wow,
that's not true. I'm like, no, he's telling you he's 14, his age.
Man, oh man. You know what? I would feel better if it was fake. Sadly, I would feel better if it was fake. But then again, I would feel bad for the people who did it. It's like, what is your point and why would you,
see it exposed. People are like, my kids go to this place of business and this, that.
Well, you know, I mean, hi. Jeez Louise.
Like, who don't?
Right.
All right. I would say if you're in this general area, just probably get on Facebook on your regular thread and it'll pop up there eventually. But I would be very, very cautious Googling looking for it, if that makes any sense at all. Because I don't want to screw myself right now even saying that. All right. Somehow, some way, we're going to transition.
Back
to that.
Well, Lord God, I mean, truly.
What if that's the first thing she says when she comes?
Did you hear?
I saw video, Matthew.
No, for real. We're going to do a big, hard, like, cut on that. And so not really at all, promise. It's my mother's birthday, and she, like, and
if hey, baby.
And, hey, Mama. And if you're listening, Mom, live early or whatever, I'm saying this with love. She loves when people will say that they heard her on the show. It makes her feel really good.
Oh, yeah.
And today
she got shout outs.
Today's her birthday. And I feel like y'all love my mama. No, I can't say you love her as much as I do, but like y'all really like my. She's over.
She really is.
Mary's over with the audience.
She's sweet.
So she'll be making her first appearance in 2025 on the show. Because it is her birthday, so we'll do all that and more. And then if Fat Boy still wants to, we'll book in that with an update on your situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We could definitely do that.
Well, we're going all over the spectrum today, are we not?
So the parents hour, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. It is the Rise Guys. Good morning, everybody.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Oh! Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.